Veterans Update, Goal of Care to Modernize, Not Privatize, by Tom Philpott. Since 2014, when Congress rushed to enact the Veterans Choice Program to address a patient wait time crisis across VA, the American Legion and other veterans service organizations have pressed lawmakers to make the fix to improve access to private sector care temporary until VA facilities are properly resourced. They feared that making choice permanent or allowing unfettered access to private sector care would lead to the dismantling of VA health care, including its expertise in health services for veterans who have been paralyzed, lost limbs, suffered severe mental trauma, been blinded, or burned during service. The worry was that choice would encourage opponents of big government, who want veterans' health care privatized and the VA medical system shuttered. What it did instead, it seems, was create consensus in the veteran community that the VA health system must be preserved but supplemented with community care access better than choice. In October, VA unveiled its replacement plan, the Veterans Care, Coordinated Access, and Rewarding Experiences Act, with an overall structure the Legion and other veterans groups applaud, in part because they helped design it. Care isn't another step toward privatization, but an opportunity to modernize VA health care offerings in a way that's good for veterans, said Louis Celli, director of the Legion's Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Division. It aims to consolidate community care programs, strengthen partnerships with non-VA providers and state and federal departments, improve payment processes and information sharing with civilian providers, and build out high-performing health care networks across the country. To hold down costs, Choice guarantees access to private sector care only for veterans who live more than 40 miles from a VA care facility or face waits for VA care of more than 30 days. CARE would drop those arbitrary rules and empower VA clinicians, after consulting patients, to decide on referrals to non-VA care based on medical needs. Despite the limits on eligibility, VA reliance on private sector care grew over the past 3 years, from providing 20% of care to more than 30%. CARE, at a minimum, sustains that level with an annual budget of $4 billion. However, CARE is viewed by the Legion and other veterans groups as striking the right balance between facilitating access to private sector care and strengthening VA health care by adding staff and modernizing support systems and processes. The House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees were expected to offer their own replacement plans for choice, perhaps with some statutory safeguards the CARE plan didn't offer. The Legion did have some concerns. While clinicians will decide with patients when to access private sector care, CARE would also allow veterans near VA medical facilities that perform poorly to use community care instead. We understand and support the intent to ensure veterans get the highest quality care available, whether inside or outside VA, Celli said. What we cannot support is a provision that allows VA to siphon patients away from a medical center that is underperforming. We want to see a comprehensive plan to rehabilitate any poorly performing center. You can't just abdicate leadership responsibility by taking patients away, which will cause less traffic into the VAMC and more evidence the VAMC can be defunded. The Legion opposes another provision that would have veterans, including those with service-connected disabilities, pay a modest portion of care costs by rounding down monthly benefit checks to the nearest dollar. By definition, it would cost a veteran no more than $12 a year, but it's not about the money, Celli said. What we're saying is that it is now all right to ask service-disabled veterans to give up a portion of their check each month to pay for their own health care or for somebody else's services. Tom Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for nearly 40 years.